This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday on What's On Your Mind. Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm sure there's a lot of pent-up demand to get some things off your chest since we had a long holiday weekend here. I hope so, right? I hope it isn't kind of, you know, you wish it was the start of a holiday weekend rather than the end of one. Todd, how are you feeling? Maybe I can gauge from your frame of mind, what the audience would be in today? Are you feeling like, yeah, baby, let's go? I'm like a caged animal, or are you like, give me one more day for a long weekend?
I'm thinking we just might have a few people fired up on the phone today. It's possible.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What are they going to be fired up about, do you think?
Well, there's so many things to be fired up about. I mean, it's the last week of Medora. We've got in Bismarck, Battle of the Badges going on. The fire department's against the law enforcement folks, the United Blood Services, so that's going on. We're starting the United Tribes Tribal Summit, Tribal Leaders Summit at the Bismarck Event Center next couple of days, and then off to the powwow for a few days. So those are some possibilities, among other things.
How about Carson Wentz getting the start?
Carson Wentz starting for the Eagles? How about that?
For the Philadelphia Eagles. That's kind of a big story over the weekend. Hillary Clinton posted that
he's one step closer to starting, and then a bunch of people, wow, he's still a second stringer. He said, well, yeah, okay, well, that didn't last too long, did it?
Yeah. I believe Hillary Clinton dropped a bit of a bombshell on Friday. I don't know how many people paid attention to it on the, Friday heading into a Labor Day weekend. That's generally when you want to release things that you hope nobody will pay any attention to.
Exactly.
Kind of a political.
We see that every year, don't we? Drop the bombshell for 5 o'clock Labor Day weekend Friday, and then nobody will even know.
I mean, it's classic to the point that became part of the story. So I don't know that it worked. My favorite was that she at one point said she had only one device. In other words, one like smartphone, right? And it was revealed in this FBI. These are the notes from her interview with the FBI that led them to say whether or not she should be prosecuted. And so they were revealing the notes because they'd been asked where they put them out. And in the notes, she contradicted herself on the amount of devices. She actually had 14. And 13 of those were missing. And so they're like, well, you know, what happened to them? Well, some we couldn't just find. Others said people destroyed with a hammer. Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Next question. What did you have for breakfast this morning? Have you ever destroyed a former smartphone that was in your possession with a hammer, Todd Mitchell? You ever taken out like a bullpen hammer and smashed the smartphone there? And one was broken in half. Yeah, got him. I don't know if they used a hacksaw or how they actually broke it in half, or they just sheer force of their hands, but the hammer? Todd? Hello? Did we lose Todd? Or is he too embarrassed to reveal that he's done exactly as Hillary Clinton has done?
Sorry, sometimes people think they can get on the show by actually calling my cell phone.
Maybe is that right? That doesn't work
maybe
that way.
Maybe I should just not answer it when it rings, but
I'll ask you the question again.
I don't know.
Have you ever destroyed a smartphone with a hammer?
Have I? No. In fact, I've had one go into a toilet and two washing machines, and it still works. So that's my backup.
Yeah. That's
no hammer though.
Remember when Haley was young and I was giving her a bath? Plop right into out of my top pocket into the bathtub.
Old Samsung flip phone. I'm not letting that go. It may be old and obsolete, but it still works after all that. I'm not letting it go.
Those were unintentional.
But no
incidents.
Well, I've got an OtterBox case on mine, so if I ever do get mad and start hitting it with a hammer, it'll maybe live.
There you go.
I'm more likely to throw it than I am to hit it with a hammer, but that's just me.
There you go.
Anyway,
what, have you ever done that?
Smashed a smartphone? No.
No?
This is
even tempted to, I bet.
The other favorite little revelation from the FBI interview of Hillary Clinton, when emails are sent with classified information, the common identifier is a C with a parentheses on each side of the C. That's how you identify it as classified. It's all through government, I guess. And so the emails that she was deleting or having on her private server that were classified, they said, well, you know, why, when it had this little C here, did you still do what you did? And she says, well, I just thought that was like the C, like on a paragraph when you're going, you know, A, B, C, D, you know, identifying a new paragraph. Folks, this is like, you know, are you kidding me moments here? Oh, well, but Mrs. Clinton, the A and the B and the D weren't there. Go figure. Can't make it up. One of the reasons I think, I don't know, you tell me, that her post-convention bounce, uptick in the polls, has evaporated. Gone. Bye-bye. CNN, no fan of the Trump campaign, has new numbers out today that has Trump leading nationally 45-43. My favorite slice of that CNN poll, among independents, a 20-point lead for Trump, 49-29. On the economy, who do you trust more? Trump, 56, Clinton, 41. Terrorism, Trump, 51, Clinton, 45. Immigration, she leads, 49-47. Some interesting numbers there. And again, a CNN poll. Did I mention it was a CNN poll? I think I did. So anyway, not a good weekend, I don't think, for Hillary Clinton. Plus, more questions about her health. Generally, when you come out at a rally and you've sort of been dark for a few days and not really, everybody's kind of, okay, what's she going to say? What's she going to do? It's Hillary's black. You want to really hit the ground running. Just, I mean, wind at the back. Let's go. Let's rally. Todd, do you have that audio from the start of the Labor Day rally in Cleveland of Hillary Clinton? Ready to play? Or somebody else calling your phone?
This is not my day. Apparently, Manny won't listen to people, you know, crying his shoulder when they call him. So now
maybe I'll give the numbers so folks know what number to call.
Yeah, I mean,
should I do that?
There you go.
800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today on the program. 701-258-0550. Emails, welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Presidential race really starts today. It really starts today. Always has. Labor Day to Election Day. That's the money window in a presidential race. Everything matters every day now to Election Day. So everything that's happened, forget about it. It now, day to day to day is what matters. So I thought you'd like those numbers and a little commentary on the shenanigans of the Clinton administration. All right? By the way, next hour, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer will be here. It was not a good weekend near the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, near the construction site of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Do you know there's a federal order, a federal restraining order the company has won against protesters that is not being enforced right now by the federal government? I've said before, I'll say it again, the federal government is, you know, the sanctuary city nonsense? By that I mean that they invent laws and say, well, never mind the rules or laws, we're gonna do this. They legalize criminal activity. That's what they're doing right now at Standing Rock. Where is the federal government to enforce a federal restraining order the company has? Total mob rule down there this weekend. So we'll get an update from the sheriff, Morton County, Kyle Kirkmeyer, next hour, and also the chief of staff, North Dakota Highway Patrol. A lot of highway patrol helping to keep the peace down there, and it's increasingly difficult when people break through barriers, go onto private land, approach construction sites, private security officers wanting a confrontation. It happened again this weekend. So more on that next hour as well on the program. We'll save the clip from Hillary for after the break here. Kurt's on the road on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tell me what's on your mind, Kurt.
Hey, Scott, love the show. I had a security clearance in the military for years. And if somebody like her cannot understand what, like, what top secret is or secret or whatever, she's an idiot.
She's not an idiot, though, Kurt. Do you think she's an idiot, or do you think this is all shit?
Well, she's not an idiot, but she's playing.
No, but I'm saying she's playing like an idiot, but clearly doing it for her own. Hang on, we'll finish this on the other side of the break.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From our Miami scene.
What in the world was that?
What was that?
I don't know.
It was you.
Something about our Miami station. Do we have a Miami station? I didn't know we had a Miami station.
Well, sure, WIOD down there is an IR station, and I suppose they could carry us at any given moment. You never know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Big blowtorch down there. That wouldn't be a bad thing.
There's some gremlins preventing us from...
Maybe they want to keep up to date, you know? I mean, this is where the news is happening right now.
Playing Hillary Clinton having a coughing fit, which she blamed on an allergy to Trump. That's kind of cute. This hour of What's On Your Mind is brought to you by OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, you and your family can experience the freedom of having your important home telephone number be as mobile as you are. So check out OurOldNumber.com or just give them a call at 800-774-0530. And remember, use the promo code SCOTT to get free activation. All right, we're back to Kurt on the road. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. So, Kurt, you were saying, go ahead.
Okay, so, like I was saying, when you have a security clearance, you got to go through training. I mean, it's a process. She was the Secretary of State, and guaranteed, I mean, that's a high-level security clearance. I mean, what I had was basic, and I still had to go through a lot of training. And I just don't understand how people are like, oh, she didn't realize it. She didn't understand. Well, all the training you got to go through just for what I had, you know, that, I just don't understand how people are like, oh, it's, you know, she had a head injury. Well, why are you holding a security clearance then? You shouldn't be holding one if you don't understand the security. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. By the way, this FBI interview was about an hour long. In it, she, as I mentioned earlier, admitted that 13 of these devices were missing. Many were destroyed with hammers by State Department staff. I kid you not. She said that. In it,
yep.
She said she thought the C for classified was what you designate as the headline of a paragraph. Said, I'm not kidding. An hour meeting.
I know. I just don't understand how the media is, it's just because it's, she's above the law. It's fine.
And when pressed on key questions on why did you do this then, you know what her answer was, Kurt?
She couldn't remember.
She couldn't remember, and she used the concussion as the reason that she couldn't remember. You know, I was right after my concussion. I couldn't remember things after my concussion. And you want to be our president.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
hey, I got one more thing for you, Scott.
Staggering. Go ahead.
Hey, right before we go, is Mr. Kramer on tomorrow?
He is indeed, yes.
Okay. Hey, I probably won't be able to get in, but I just want to let him know if he's not running this year, is he?
He is. House members run every 2 years, yep, so he'll be up in November. Yep.
Okay. Well, just let him know, as a Republican, he has my vote. And if he was a Democrat, he would have had 3 of my vote.
He'd have 3 of your vote. Okay. That's how it works in that party. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let him know.
Appreciate
I'll let him know. Yep. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Kurt, thank you. Other calls, welcome. Do you think Hillary's going to win? Do you think Trump's going to win? What's your gut tell you about what's going to happen come November? Curious where you're at in this race. As I say today, it really begins. Everything to this point is kind of noise. Now forward, every day matters. Every day matters. Who's going to win? Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. Emailer says, I think the closer it gets to election, people will have to get serious. And they want a serious candidate. Clinton is regurgitating liberal views in her husband's record. And really the only reason Bill had a good term was all the startup.coms that blew up in the 90s. I would credit more Newt Gingrich and the Republican Revolution. You may remember complete tsunami in 1994 as a result of having him been the president the previous 2 years. BTU tax and all the things they were looking to do, all of it reversed. In comes the contract with America, welfare reform, significant tax reform. That helped Bill Clinton a lot, a lot. Then you started hearing about triangulation, right, where he was going to say, okay, here's my position, but let's listen to your position and let's go. None of which we get from one Hillary Rodham Clinton. There is a double down on the fringe viewpoints of one Bernie Sanders. Margie and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind? Here to tell me who's going to win the election. Tell me, Margie.
Well, if Trump does well in the debates, I think Trump will win. I really do. People are finally starting to realize that Hillary is not well and that she's not honest and that she's just not up to the job. But if she really buries him in the debates, then Trump's not going to make it.
I think you're right, Margie. I think the debates are very, very important.
Probably more so this election than any that I can remember of.
Who do you like? Who, I mean, if we were going to, the first one, by the way, is the 26th of September, so it's a few weeks away. But if we were sitting here, you know, minutes before it's about to begin, who do you like? Whose chances do you like best in that, you know, matchup between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
Well, I personally like Trump, but I think Hillary will out-debate him, at least on one of the debates, only because she has had a lot of experience in the debates, and Trump is too honest. And what I mean by that is Clinton has deflecting questions and skirting around questions all of her life, and she's very capable of doing that. And I think for that reason alone that Clinton will more than likely do better in the debates than Trump. But I don't expect Trump to lose his temper. I think he's going to be cool. And unfortunately, one of the things that the media and the liberal Democrats cannot stand, and that's the truth. And because, in my opinion, Trump will do nothing except tell the truth, that he's going to be ostracized for it. They will dig out the worst part of his conversation and just go over and over and over it.
Yeah, are the American people ready for blunt, what they need to hear? Good points, Margie. Thank you. More calls welcome after this time out on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks do them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. Over 26 million pieces of glass. And they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one. Add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms. 701-793-0710.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have you heard about Hum by Verizon? It is the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. You get features like roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator. I like that one. Where's the kids? Hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if you have a teen getting their license in your home, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service free. The bill credit. So get Hum and go. A lot of you have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon, the name you know and trust, right? For America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But B-Mobile Verizon is more than just phones and tablets. Now, this great Hum technology. So find a location near you in Fargo, Bismarck, in Minot or Grand Forks, in Williston or Jamestown, Wahpeton or Valley City, Devil's Lake and Botno. There are North Dakota locations in Bemidji, Thiever Falls, Detroit Lakes, and Bemidji. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicated B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Just because Todd won't sleep if I don't do what I promised, this is how Hillary Clinton's big Labor Day rally started in Ohio over the weekend. All this anticipation, she's taking the stage, she's been sort of hiding for the last however many days, and the excitement's in the air, so here we go. By the way, these are frequent with Hillary, these coughing fits.
I've been talking, so... Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
Hilarious. Doubling over with laughter. Markoff. Yeah.
Boy, we have 63 days to go.
Got that crowd fired up now. Cleveland is a rocket. I know they're covering for her, chanting things while she's drinking more water and coughing. She took out some medicine.
Well, thank you. Whoa.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Another drink of water. A the cough.
Well, you just heard the next vice president, didn't you? In addition to thanking Marsha Fudge, so thank your great Senator Sherrod Brown.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe this? Went on for like 3 minutes. Now some aide just came up and gave her something else. She sat down. Wow. Huh. Yeah, so things were underway for the Clinton campaign. Back to my question. Todd, was that not the two of the most riveting minutes of radio history?
Ouch.
That right there?
Ooh. Yeah.
Something's wrong. She had a coughing fit on the plane later, too. So it wasn't like, you know, you're outside and the allergy. I don't ask them a lot.
So now people worried about their health aren't exactly whack job conspiracy theorists, because listen to that.
Yes, right.
I mean, don't you worry?
I do.
I mean, if you didn't know who that was speaking and you heard somebody coughing that much, wouldn't your first thought be, oh, my God, I hope they're okay?
Yeah, help that person. Get him some help. Yeah.
Exactly.
Anita answers the question, who's going to win? That's a little question I threw out there today. Anything on your mind, welcome here at 800-228-0550. Obama will declare some type of an election fraud and consequently utilize his executive authority declaring the election void and then proceed to appoint himself in the next 4 years, says Anita. You think that would happen, Anita?
I don't know.
Another listener emails, I was busy watching college football. How did his speech in Detroit go? I think he's talking about the speech at a church to a group of black leaders there. It was an idea that Ben Carson, the former presidential candidate, Dr. Ben Carson, put together. They also went to visit the neighborhood where Dr. Carson grew up. I thought the speech was good, really good. I like Trump in that setting because he's different than the big rallies. You see a different side to him. I thought it went pretty good. Stephen Fargo, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I can't watch that woman do anything, so I missed her coughing spell or whatever. Is that not unprecedented in the history of politics? And I'm sure people have had, like, flashback to the media's treatment of Marco Rubio when he had to drink water because he was, you know, 45 minutes into now English, you know, between Spanish and English response for the State of the Union, and he was basically eliminated from contention of running for anything for about 8 months after sipping water on national television, was he not?
I remember, too, Michelle Bachmann in her presidential run. I think she, revealed that she took some kind of super-duper Excedrin or something for a migraine every now and then, and they were questioning whether she was a fit to run. I agree with you. I don't know. I mean, in other words, if that's Donald Trump up there, 3 minutes of hacking and wheezing and pulling out medicine and unable to start a campaign rally, it leads every national newscast and the front page of the newspapers.
John McCain or, you know, anyone, you know, north of 55 years old, they would have run out of town with that. And it's a news void. There is no answer to it, but it's getting to the absolutely ridiculous stage at this point.
I agree with you.
Again, unfortunately, nothing that can be done about it, I don't think, other than point out the hypocrisy when you see it. But
I would add that to what you just heard for yourself so you can process it, to the FBI releasing this hour-long conversation, the notes from the agents from the hour-long conversation. And I don't remember because of the concussion. We smashed 13 BlackBerries. What was the other beauty in there? I thought that little C with the parentheses meant the paragraph, not classified, when she's been a first lady, a secretary of state, on the Armed Services Committee in the U.S. Senate. You can't make it up.
No, but Scott, that interview completely disqualifies her from holding public office, and no one will talk about it. If she answered those questions truthfully, if she is literally too ignorant, arrogant, or stupid to understand what the parentheses C means when you're communicating with federal government secrets, that disqualifies her. And that's what she said. If she is smart enough to realize that and she's just lying to federal investigators to cover her backside based on what she did, that makes her a felon. So there's no way to answer that without disqualifying you from being competent to be president. Either you're a felon or you're an idiot. And we all know she's not an idiot. Or, and to your point, if she truly has that bad a brain injury, again, how can that person be elected and or eligible to run for president?
The big question, on all of this is, will it matter? Or is it just, you know, nobody cares, they're going to sell that aside, they're going to take our hate for Trump in the media and on the left and just ignore all these obvious questions? I don't know. I don't think so. I hope not. Ted, in Shelley, Minnesota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Ted.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
Scott, first of all, we are almost home to Shelley, Minnesota. We have been up just outside Lake Placid, New York, driving back through Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, blah, blah, blah. The number of signs, bumper stickers, talking to people on the way that are for Trump is phenomenal. I was shocked that anybody on the East Coast or that many people on the East Coast were going to be against Hillary. Now, the other thing I wanted to say about Hillary is that, you know, this woman is sharp as a pin. She always has been, and she still is. She's always known exactly what she's doing, and she knows exactly what she's doing now. And I agree that, you know, she thinks that most of the people in the United States are just, I don't know, stupid, idiots, being, you know, led like sheep, and will believe anything anybody has to say. And it just seems to me that, you know, she's, I feel in my heart and from my experience, she's a liar. And I believe that her and Bill are thieves as well with that Clinton Foundation. And I believe all this will eventually come out, but not before the election. And I just want to say, go Trump. And, you know, the other thing, and I know you're not talking about this right now, maybe you have or maybe you will soon, is about what in the world is going on Standing Rock. I've heard some very, very disturbing things.
A lot of lawlessness. We aren't going to talk about that next hour. There was a riot. That's how it was described by the sheriff of Morton County down there this weekend, where a mob broke down a fence and went onto private property and encountered union workers who were trying to get a job done, and also the security forces that were there to protect them. And we've got video of the protesters taunting the dogs that were there to protect, again, the crew. There's a lot of lawlessness, and the federal government needs to answer a few questions here. There is a federal restraining order. The company has won in court that is not being enforced by the federal government. So it's a bit of a mess. We're going to dig into it a little bit more next hour. Appreciate the call. Safe travels on your home stretch there. Mike in Williston, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. I gotta point out the fact that it seems like there is an effort that seems across all media, especially the conservative media, to not use words that actually describe the problem. You know, we talk about the issue of Islamic extremism, but why isn't anyone talking about what's really happening in the United States of America, which is the descent into fascism and tyranny?
Maybe because people don't see it that way, right?
Well, how can you not see it that way when you have a complete government on a federal level takeover of virtually all elements and aspects of our nation, not only economically but politically? Our states' rights have been basically obliterated. The media is silencing all dissent. I mean, you've got Google and the mainstream media and Facebook.
Well, I think a lot of the elements of what you're talking about, people see. That's why Trump's doing as well as he is, but I think they see those things coming. Maybe we're not there yet. More coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Nowadays, a landline is an unnecessary expense. But I want to keep my number in the phone book, and I want my friends and family to be able to connect with me and my wife wherever we are. Our home number is precious to us. With OurOldNumber.com, we get to keep our home number, and we can be reached whether we're here or in Arizona for the winter. What a great solution for us. Our home number follows us, and we save money too. OurOldNumber.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
We're visiting with Tana Martin from Valley Imports. She's an Audi brand specialist. Tana started buying her cars at Valley Imports and decided this would be a pretty fun place to work.
Started learning a lot about it and just the friendly atmosphere, that it's really no pressure about buying a car. It's just having a conversation, and at the end of the day, it's your money, it's your decision. The technology is so easy to use, just even like their voice command. You don't even have to search for a restaurant. You could just say, I'm hungry.
Tell me about being from New Rockford.
Part of it's just the small town atmosphere, and that's kind of how I treat my work life. You kind of build common ground with everybody, and everybody's got something they can relate to, whether, you know, it's sports or just complaining about the weather. It's too hot, too cold. Local things going on around town.
Visit Tana and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or go online to valleyimports.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Rosemary sent us a note. She said, oh my gosh, what a great pillow. Over the years, I've spent well over $1,500 on a variety of pillows for myself and my husband. He hated all of them, and they'd end up on the floor in the trash. Big waste of money there. My pillow is a godsend, she says. Wow. The first night my husband used it, it helped his snoring, and he had the best night's sleep he's had in a long time. And it took me a couple of nights to get used to it, but now I just love it. Thank you so very much for this wonderful pillow. I'm going to get a few more from my guest rooms. 4-for-1 deal is on still if you use the promo code SCOTT. And you'll get 4 pillows for under $100. That's a savings of $160. Call 800-506-9028 or use the promo code SCOTT when you go to MyPillow.com. We're going to tell you about a neat event that is coming up later this week on Thursday that the North Dakota National Guard, along with Bismarck State College, are hosting. And it's called the Fit Fair. It's at a great cause, suicide prevention. One of the beneficiaries, we'll tell you about that in a moment. First, I want to get Ryan and Fargo in here, who's been waiting to weigh in on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just thinking, do you think that it's possible that Trump is actually blowing Hillary out of the water when it comes to poll numbers, but they don't want to admit to it yet? It's so easy to fall into a tinfoil hat mentality here. But you start looking at these things, and everywhere I look is Trump as well, to touch on that fellow who talked earlier.
Yeah,
Is that even a possibility, or am I nuts?
Yeah, no, I think there are, you know, I've heard pollsters say that there is a quiet support for Trump that doesn't show up in normal polls that reflect like an online polling, for instance, not your traditional polling. I think Trump breaks a lot of the rules, right, of traditional politics, so he's kind of the great unknown. And that previous caller saying, everybody I talk to, I mean, you know, there's a tendency to kind of think that when you're in a particular position, but I think there are a lot of folks that are below the radar of your typical voter, of the typical person you tap into to get the gauge of where people are at, that do support Trump. So I think
absolutely. Yeah. And I'm one of those people. I'm not going to, you know, I've never been polled for who I'm going to vote for. They have no idea that I'm voting for Trump. And there's many people my age that are in the same boat. 32 years old, quiet about it. Nobody needs to know. But I know damn well who I'm going to be voting for.
Yeah. A lot of that out there. Ryan, appreciate your call. Thanks. Call again. 800-228-0550. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Shelley Sizer is the Suicide Prevention Program Manager for the North Dakota National Guard. Here to tell us about an event that is happening, the Fit Fair, on Thursday from 4 to 7 at Shiloh Christian School Athletic Complex. This will be the third annual event. Shelley, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you so much, Scott. Doing fine this morning.
What is the Fit Fair?
Well, the Community Fit Fair is our third annual event that we've partnered with Bismarck State College, and it's an opportunity to raise awareness of the wellness organizations that are available in our community to focus on suicide prevention, an opportunity for military members to reconnect with the communities that have done so much to support us over the past 15 years through all of our deployments, and an opportunity for the community to take the Army Physical Fitness Test with us.
Wow. I don't know if I could be up for that. What is the Army Physical Fitness Test?
The Army Physical Fitness Test consists of 2 minutes of sit-ups, 2 minutes of push-ups, and a two-mile run.
I see. And who's got their hand on the stopwatch?
We have military members who are there mentoring the community on and cheering them on, and they are also doing the timing. Now, I'd like to add that for those people who believe in the importance of exercise but, you know, might be a little intimidated by that fitness test, we're offering a mini Army Physical Fitness Test this year, which consists of 1 minute of sit-ups, 1 minute of push-ups, and a one-mile run. And that's a non-competitive event.
Oh,
so
good.
We have a little bit for everyone.
I'm in on that one. Or I thought I could do the youth boot camp. You have one for kids 7 and up, right?
Absolutely, and that's new to the Fit Fair this year is the youth boot camp. So it'll be set up with all kinds of Army-related activities for children age 7 and older, and they can paint their face camo and get to spend time and hang out with soldiers during that experience. So we're really excited about that this year.
Again, this is 4 to 7 Thursday at the Shiloh Christian School Athletic Complex. Community Fit Fair developed in an effort to raise awareness of the wellness organizations available in the communities, also focus on suicide and substance abuse prevention. Speaking of suicide prevention, by the way, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention has a North Dakota chapter, and they do these walks. And there's a bunch of them coming up in September and October. Minot, September 10th. Bismarck, Mandan on the 16th. 18th in Fargo-Moorhead. Beulah on October 1st. And Valley City on the 8th of October. So take those in. That's also, I know that... part of what you do day in and day out is suicide prevention work for the North Dakota National Guard, and this particular benefit on Thursday will benefit that too, so we wanted to get the word out on where those events are happening all across the state, which I think is really good, Shelley. Very needed, too, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You know, the military is a slice of the community, and we are certainly have our struggles in that area as well. And it's important to get that word out and for everyone to be able to risk, recognize warning signs and know how to intervene and help a person at risk. Very important.
Go to bismarckstate.edu to find out more about the Fit Fair. And also, you can call this number, 701-333-3266, Thursday, 4 to 7 at Shiloh. They have a Facebook page, too, Community Fit Fair, if you want to find out more. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you, Scott. Plains,
this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting aside time to practice driving with their teens.
Practice with your teens. Like I said, every time you go somewhere, let that teen drive so they can experience night driving, all conditions, weather, all of those things. Because the more practice they get, the safer they'll be. Let those kids drive. Every time you get in the vehicle, let them drive, because in a year from now, they're going to be driving and doing those things anyway. So it's better if they have that experience with that parent in the car, so it's the safest conditions that they can practice in. And again, as a parent, you can set an example. Don't talk on the phone. Don't text while you're driving, and be that role model for your teen.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.